Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well said, big fella. Welcome to the final edition, live edition of Kennedy Molloy. Don't go anywhere. There'll be a cracking week of best ofs.
Apparently there's best ofs
next week. And Dave will still be here live. So, you know, bring him up. And
will I?
I don't think so.
Are you?
Yes.
No?
Oh, he will.
Sure I will.
Someone who sounds very like Dave
Did
will
I miss
be
a meeting?
No, no.
Are you off too?
No, we'll see.
You never know.
Geez.
Hello, Australia.
Hello.
How are you on a Friday?
It's going to be good. Guess what?
What?
We've got the very first guest we had on the show was
Hamish Blake.
He's going to be the last guest for the year as well. He's on his way.
Wouldn't be the same without him.
Right now. Absolute international superstar Jim Jefferies has landed. He's in the country. He's about to embark on his national tour. We're going to give him a buzz in the great state of WA. He's in Perth as we speak, and get him to talk us through his live show. I'll be going. Don't worry about that.
That's great.
Right. Also,
we have, well, we said Clown of the Year because it's
Clown of the Year.
It's coming out of our everywhere, isn't it? Well, I don't know what I'm trying
it's
to say
full.
Is that
say,
it's never been fuller because we need to salute who actually will be Clown of the Year.
Who were the biggest and brightest clowns on the horizon for the year, and we'll wade through that and pick a winner. Mm. So you want to hang around for that. This is going to be fiercely contested. It's going to go down to the wire.
It is very close.
And Marshy's put together a year in review. We'll talk you through some of the highlights.
I think we've got work experience Josh Kidd coming.
Oh, is he? Nice.
Well, I don't know.
I've forgotten he was
on board.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
He's flunking school.
Maybe he was. I think he's been living on the street.
Has he?
You know what? It's his home life. I haven't got a. It's like a. It's
I don't
like
think
a,
so.
It's like a broken home.
Yeah, you're
no,
right.
I think his home life's all right.
I think the dad drinks a bit.
Does he?
No, that's not what I've heard.
The mum doesn't come home some nights.
He's
doing a good job just to be there. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that, much, much more on the big program. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm good, Mick.
Are you happy? This will be the last time you have to see me
happy.
For a while.
I'm not happy. It always upsets me that I don't have to look at you.
Could you go the blob today? Do you reckon?
Nah.
I reckon you might.
I reckon I won't.
We might play a package later.
I reckon I'll have a good laugh today because I think there's lots of good things to reflect on.
There's a lot of good stuff.
And have a look back. Dave?
So speaking of having a laugh,
what?
It's the last day of November.
Thank God.
And is it time to shave the big mo?
Movember, Mick. Yeah, it is. Last day, yeah. So time to say goodbye.
Are you up for shaving it on the show?
Oh, you, no.
Can I do it?
No.
Can I get the chamber pot out? I'll get the chamber pot out and I'll get the...
Oh, yeah, we've got all the shaving equipment in
the chamber pot.
Oh, you know what I could do? Just blow on your face like that and the hair will
it'll
blow
go off
because it's like bum fluff, really, isn't it?
Oh, take it easy.
Still collect the same amount of money for whatever shape your mo's in.
Yep, it's been fantastic. We've had a big month and lots of money raised and lots of conversations about men's health, which is what Movember's all about.
Which is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Go get your prostate check. Hey, now... Did you catch it? I didn't see the Getz in the car park.
No, Getz caught the train into work today.
Why'd you do that?
Why is that, Jade?
Well, because there's going to be a few drinks after the show, and I drink responsibly, so I won't
be
drunk.
This time we'll be in charge of the festivities because we're having drinks for our team.
Drinks for our team.
Yeah. And
I tried to get it moved to Kittens.
Yes. Strangely enough, I protested about that.
I said 6 to 9, that's a good time.
Actually, not bad.
And Dave goes, it's a very good time. The girls are fresh.
He literally
said,
fresh.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
We might swing by for one.
What?
Just
going.
A little cheeky drink.
Oh, and I'll go and...
Hey, it's going to be a good show. Hey, how much fun did we have talking to Eric Idle?
And great feedback too. Thanks, everyone. I think it's probably been the most overwhelming response we've had. Seriously, we've been talking afterwards saying we really were a bit nervous.
A bit nervy, but he was great. He's
great
on in Melbourne tonight. Anyway, good stuff. I tell you what, let's stop faffing about,
young lady,
and we're going to come back and we're going to put the foot down and head straight into Clown of the Year.
Bring it on.
You can let us know if there's anyone you think we've missed.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
There
are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
Let's face it, probably will end up being this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Year.
Whoa.
Okay, we've had a great
right.
year for
Clown
of the
Year. Do you want to kick it off?
So let's take a trip down memory lane, yep. and we'll start of the year. I think we started in about February.
Okay.
And these are the people that we feel are up there vying for the top gong of the year, which is Clown of the Year. February the 2nd, Channel 9's Natalie Cooper. I would like to. You got a beep beep. Forgetting the cone punching tradie live on air.
Let's have a listen.
How was your Australian A long weekend?
Very good.
What did you get up to?
Punched a few cones.
Oh, no, wow. Okay, we'll just leave you there, all right?
I remember Jim Whaley say that once, but apart from that, there it is.
So. Oh, beautiful, beautifully.
You want to have a crack?
I will, February the 2nd. The person who allowed a filing cabinet with top government secret documents to be put up for auction.
That was great.
Yep.
Barnaby Joyce for taking a smoke or too far.
Barnaby Joyce.
And being the reason there is now a bonking ban in Parliament.
Have we got that?
Yeah.
Ministers, regardless of whether they are married or single, must not engage in sexual relations with their staff. Doing so will constitute a breach of the standards.
There you go. So
a bonking ban,
yeah.
which I don't think has worked out very well.
Well, it didn't apply to him, did it?
Certainly didn't apply to Barnaby Joyce.
Okay, what about the author Michael Wolff, who released the book Fire and Fury, detailing the goings-on in the Trump White House for pretending that he was having technical issues on the Today Show to avoid answering a question? Listen to this.
You said during a TV interview just last month that you are absolutely sure that Donald Trump is currently having an affair while president behind the back of the First Lady.
I can't hear you.
You're not hearing me, Mr. Wolf?
No, I'm not getting anything. No.
We were hearing each other well just before.
I'm not getting anything.
You're not hearing me, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah. Do you hear? I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, wow.
That was one. I'm just about to move on to Denise Drysdale
and
Ida Buttrose.
Oh, wow.
Because they got violent with Brussels sprouts. So let's give them a clown.
A clown. Brussels sprout gate.
Yeah. Brussels sprout gate, which ended up with both of them leaving Studio 10.
Oh. And it's in turmoil.
And it is in turmoil. Oh. Well,
and
no, they won't like us saying it's in turmoil. I think it's under good control.
I think when she left, the average age dropped to 62. No.
Denise Scott is driving it very well now.
They're all doing a great job. Shall we do March? Let's do March. Well, here it is, the first of many nominations for the great Donald Trump for suggesting the U.S. form a space force.
We are finally going to lead again. You see what's happening. You see the rockets going up left and right. You haven't seen that for a long time. Very soon we're going to Mars. You wouldn't have been going to Mars if my opponent won. That I can tell you. You wouldn't even be thinking about it. You wouldn't be thinking about it. My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force, develop another one. Space force. We have the Air Force, we'll have the Space Force. We have the Army, the Navy. You know, I was saying it the other day, because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that. That could happen.
Just listen to everybody laughing. Yeah. But he has called it the Space Force.
So many good ideas. Mm. We're doing so much great work in space.
Tremendous.
Speaking of leaders, on April the 9th, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has to be clowned.
You have to clown him.
For not knowing the lyrics to our other national anthem, You're the Voice, while being interviewed on Triple M. Let's have a listen.
Thank you so much for coming in. You don't want to recite the words to You're the Voice, do you?
Well, there's a good line in there for the Treasurer. The bit about balancing the books?
Not the bit about looking down the barrel.
Looking down the barrel of sons and daughters.
Thank you.
There's a good line in there for the Treasurer. I'll just
we'll get it later.
Good
Prime Minister, thank you.
un-Australian. But then I also have to clown myself because it wasn't Triple M at all. It was Neil Mitchell and 3RW.
Oh, there you go. No worries. Can I mention, you're one of your favourites, I know this.
Yes.
For the year, on April the 23rd, we heard from Susan Hannaford.
Oh.
Who is Kitty Sullivan.
Oh, almost a highlight
of
for
course,
me this year.
Of course, it was the interview on Sunday night. Yes. It was one of the most
bizarre
oh, yeah. train wreck interviews I've
she
ever
She looks
seen.
Nothing like she did when no. she played Kitty Sullivan.
And she's a nut.
Fair to say.
You compared her to what, a White Walker?
I did. Game of Thrones.
Here's a little grab from her interview.
Be careful what you say, because, you know, I do have lawyers.
Of course, you know. I fully understand.
And sure enough, a few days after this...
Don't be upset. You're so sweet. You're like, don't you?
No,
you like me.
She made good on her promise with a 14-page legal threat warning us not to run this story.
Can I just say, I might have to put her on my list. I'm going to put her
you know,
on my list.
I was just thinking that.
Susan Hannaford ticks a few boxes for me.
When she was saying, you're so sweet, and when she was sort of being all cuddly that and squishy, I could see you enjoying that.
I'd like to come home to that. Hey, we're going to go to a song, Dave. What
take
are we
a break.
Doing? We're going to take a break and come back and do some more.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Clown of the Year.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're doing Clown of the Year. Mix just announced that Susan Hannaford has now joined his long list of women that he'd like to...
Samantha Markle, Chappelle Corby... Renee Lawrence, Cocaine Cassie, Gina Reinhart, Tammy Ingham, Chicken Heiress, Lucy Steggles, Chicken Heiress, Kalia Mitvin, Chicken Heiress, and...
Lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Princess Beatrice, she could be out. She's on the way out.
She
might have gone off her. Rebecca Lewes, who was a...
Oh, yeah, the nanny.
Oh, yes.
She's a nanny.
Yeah.
Nanny.
Was she with Prince Andrew?
And had an affair with David Beckham.
Oh, David Beckham.
Yeah.
Right.
Cut Posh's lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
And Susan Hannaford.
Yeah. Good list.
Wait. Anyway, we're wading through Clown of the Year. We're up to the month of May. What happened in May, Jane?
Well, it was a very big month because it was the royal wedding...
Was it ever?
...of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
What stands out for you?
The wedding itself and the wedding ceremony, and I think the most memorable guy from the wedding was not Harry, but Bishop Michael Curry.
Old Solomon was right in the Old Testament.
Old Solomon.
That's fire.
Fire.
They are de Shadon, and with this, I will sit down. We got to get you all married.
And they did about an hour later when
correct.
It finished. Sticky feet. You know that when you're doing stand-up and the guy on before you won't get off, there's nothing more annoying.
Yeah.
He has a touch of the Desmond Tutus.
He does.
Bishop Desmond Tutus about him as well.
But the people who were doing the actual ceremony, the dean was there and he was sort of a very English, proper? Traditional sort of...
What are you getting at?
Well, he said an expression that made my ears prick up.
Here we go.
The gift of marriage brings husband and wife together in the delight and tenderness of sexual union and joyful commitment to the end of their lives.
That's going to be my pickup line from now on. Excuse me, but would you like to come back to my place for some tenderness and the delight of sexual union?
I'm sure I saw Prince Philip sniggering. They all were having a laugh. But anyway, that was huge.
Okay, what about the poo jogger? The June the 8th, the Brisbane poo jogger.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, who was caught by residents of the suburbs of Green Slopes, now called Brown Slopes, after he fouled their property up to 30 times
my
a year
God.
And was revealed later to be a corporate executive. In fact, I think that's how he gave evidence at the Banking Commission. This is the poo jogger. Now, he's got to go close to winning this whole thing.
Yes. I would have thought so. And
wow.
He's right up there. In fact, you know, too, the share price for the company that he's CEO for has fallen dramatically,
no way.
As
it's
one
fallen?
Would imagine.
Jeez.
I was falling down the toilet. That's where it's gone.
That's the
or should have gone.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What about... now, this is a good one. June 18.
Yes.
Optus Sport.
Oh, that's right.
Really were clowned hard for their dismal World Cup coverage. They made everyone go and sign up onto Optus, then couldn't provide it, and SBS had to step in and provide it all free.
And then it's all free. So it was a waste of everyone's money and time with Optus.
Here's the Prime Minister announcing what's going on, but this was the actual broadcast which finished to air via Optus.
I spoke to the CEO of Optus, Alan Liu, today about this. He obviously acknowledges they've had some real problems with streaming. He believes that it will...
Error. Connection lost. Error. Error.
Well done, Optus.
Error. Error. Error.
Right, that's enough. Good times.
Okay, June the 25th.
Yes, what happened?
We would like to clown the Thai soccer coach for taking the Wild Bulls soccer team into a cave.
Seriously, he hasn't got copped enough rubbish, that guy.
That's honestly, a, time and distance now. Time sure. And they all came out alive.
Do they do a head count?
Mm.
I'd like to see how many went in.
Mm.
I'm sure.
No, they did. They all came out. That's why it's all good and well, but you're not serious.
Hey? What about July? Let's move into the month of July.
Yes.
And this is a big one for me. Coca-Cola for discontinuing Coke Zero. I don't think, if you have to think back of what the biggest sea change in the world was this year,
you're right.
I would say the decommissioning of Coke Zero would have to be up there.
We still call it Coke Zero?
I wear a black armband for a week.
I understand why. I think it tastes different too, by the way. It really does.
You know my theory why they got rid of Coke Zero? I'm feeling they did some testing and, like cigarettes, found out that they're probably going to kill you.
Oh.
I have no legal basis to say that, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's just there.
I think they said, we better get off this.
Oh. We better get off it now before the lawsuits come in. All right.
All right. No, hang on. No, don't go anywhere.
No.
Oh, what about July anywhere. 16th? Do you want to do that?
All right.
Can I do it?
Can I?
Do you please?
The man who had sex with a horse and said that he had consent because it winked at him.
I'm telling you, he's in the hunt. He is in the hunt. All right.
I just read that correctly.
You did. That happened.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take a break and come back. And
good one.
At the end of the next break, we will reveal the clown of the year.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the year. We're in the month of August and we are going to announce the winner at the end of this segment. So hang in there. Okay. In August, the 30th, we want to name Fergie for firstly ruining the national anthem. Do you remember her version of the national anthem? And then Madonna. Who I think the Grammys
for
making her Aretha Franklin dedication,
yes.
A lifetime achievement, all about Madonna.
Aretha changed the course of my life. I left Detroit when I was 18. My dream, my pocket, daring me to be amazing, asked me my favorite. I decided I had to overlook. I panicked. I had to think fast. My next meal was on the line. I said, I blurted out, I don't need sheet music. I know every word. I know this song by heart. I will sing it a cappella. They did not take me seriously. I don't know who I was. I didn't say that. I don't know what I said. I don't know what came over me. I just walked to the edge of the pitch black stage and I started singing. Led me to where I am today. I was Spanish and I had no idea who that was. I wanted to live in Paris. I wanted to eat some food. That was the beginning of my journey as a singer. I left for Paris. I needed to go back home, but I came back because I had not earned the luxury life I was living. But I wanted to write my own songs, and that's exactly what I did. You're probably all wondering why I'm telling you this story. Bitch, I'm Madonna.
And P.S. Aretha Franklin just died, bitch.
Yeah, there it is.
How about that?
Oh, that's a moving tribute, I think. Oh, all Aretha Franklin fans wouldn't be dry in the house.
Speaking of musical tributes.
Yeah, so you brought this to the table.
August 27th, Baby Shark for getting stuck in everyone's head.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Turn it up.
Sorry.
You'll be humming this all night. Baby Shark. You'll be lying in bed at 3 in the morning. If you've got kids in the car, turn it up.
Sing along.
Kids love it. All right, enough. Did you have my version?
I've got that one as well.
Can I have a listen?
That sounds pretty good.
You will not get that out of your head the rest of the day, everyone.
All right. We're going back to September the 10th because he smoked a joint on camera on that day, but he's also shot a car into space. He's had a big year. He's one of my favourites. Jane, I think he was at the top of your list.
He was on the top of my list, yeah.
Well, here we go. It is one of the big ones. Elon Musk. He will go close.
He will go close to Clown of the Year.
In the betting, he's in the top line.
So far we've got the poo jogger.
We've got the poo jogger.
Elon Musk.
Trump. And this next one this will next go one close. Too. It's September 24th. We all remember a racehorse decided, not today. Chautauqua, who was retired after times when she just wouldn't jump.
They're off. Now I'm looking for Chautauqua and I can't find him. He hasn't jumped. Chautauqua hasn't jumped.
They stand well.
He hasn't jumped. He hasn't jumped, Chautauqua. He stood there again.
You know when you have those days?
Yeah. Yes.
Not today. Yeah. He took an RDO. Yeah. That's what Chautauqua
repeatedly.
Did.
Repeatedly.
All right. This is one of your favourites, Jane. October the 8th.
Yoko?
Yoko Ono for her piss poor effort covering Imagine.
Oh.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
I think that's all we can bear to hear, isn't it?
One more little bit.
Oh. No hell be lost.
Have you had enough or you want more?
All right, enough,
no,
enough.
That's enough.
We've got to keep going.
It's dreadful. We've got to get through the rest.
Kanye West, I'm not going to play any of his bits.
Keep going.
He is going to go very close to taking the chockies.
Yeah,
what
he's
about
up there.
Fendi Jane for the
vagina scarf.
That's right.
We all remember that. Can
look
I put
look
sorry,
it up.
One?
Yeah.
Old idiot Khashoggi.
Hey, you don't clown him.
No,
you want to head down. You want to head down the Saudi embassy? Hey, you snooze, you lose.
Oh. R.I.P.
Our condolences to the family.
We're nearly here, people.
November the 12th.
Okay, we're not going to play it. Seven made a promo.
Oh, no, I was going to do the next
for
one,
the
too.
Cricket. Well, good, go for it.
November the 12th, Bunnings for their Onion Under the Snag directive that divided a nation.
It divided a nation?
Well, let's hear what Carl had to say about it.
This will ruin Australia. Australia will not make it through today if this happens. Bunnings, you get a lot of things right, but I'm sorry, you got this one wrong.
What, so you're suggesting the onion tastes different if it's under the sausage?
And you don't mess with perfection.
Well, right, I'd like to clown Carl Stefanovic for getting stupid Grant Kenny to do his Bucks party.
You are never...
Okay, we're not going to play it, but there was the sports, the fart that was heard around the world. I think we've waded through it. I think it's time for the big announcement. We've announced all the short ones. But, Jane, there is only one who stands head and shoulders for us. Make the announcement, please.
The winner is Luke Boner.
Triple M Zone,
Triple M Zone night, overnight announcer for interrupting a caller mid-story.
This is during the World Cup.
To give an update, let's have a listen to Luke and his caller.
Tracy, g'day, how are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was in a commission house and I'd reported the smoke alarms twice not working and now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
Thierry Henry would have been proud of that. Graham Jones on his feet as well. England, 3 group games and no clean sheets.
There you are. England are down 0-1. We're just into the second half. Belgium have just scored.
Wow.
Okay, very quickly, Tracy. So you're talking about smoke alarms.
Sorry. No, she wasn't talking about smoke alarms. She was talking about 80% burns to her body. Actually, Luke.
Just quickly, what was that about your coma?
Oh, God bless
you, Australia weren't even playing.
It was Belgium.
Well done, Luke Boner.
Yes. Congratulations for a great year on air too, Luke Boner. Yeah. Great job.
Indeed, yes, Triple M's own. We are going to come back. I know you've got... Are you doing a song or we're doing
something?
We're
going to a break because he's on right after the break.
Who are we talking about?
The great Jim Jefferies.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Jim Jefferies is known for many things, like being punched in the face on stage in 2007.
I employ that bloke for when gigs are going badly.
He's known for his gun control material.
There is one argument and one argument alone for having a gun, and this is the argument. F*** off. I like guns.
He's known for his thoughts on the current US president.
If you've ever said this sentence, I like him because he's a straight talker, you're as dumb as shit.
But one thing Jim should have known, don't try and call Mick Malloy at 11 a.m.
You woke up and you coughed up a chunk of a cigarette flame and you sounded pretty groggy. And you were like, what are you calling me for? And I go, we met the other day.
Please welcome back to the show, Jim Jefferies.
And back to Australia. We're about to connect with the great Jim Jefferies somewhere in the great state of WA. I think he's been dropped behind enemy lines. Are you there, Jim?
I am. I'm here in the Crown Casino right now.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's there a pretty flashy place, Jim. You're going to find it very cushy there.
Now, Jim, I should have said to you that...
I'm amazed because I did on my last special, I did a story about Packer and Mariah Carey. I wouldn't think I'd be allowed back into this place.
Well, there's clear air there. Now you can have a crack.
So many mental health issues at the moment. I'm not his biggest problem, am I? No,
that's exactly right. Now, congratulations on becoming a US citizen. How do you feel? Does the world feel slightly different to you now?
It feels exactly the same. It's just good that I can commit crimes now. The big problem was before, if I committed a crime, I was getting kicked out of the country, and that was the one thing stopping me from robbing banks and not fighting. So,
tell us about the shows. Where are you starting? Are you starting in Adelaide?
Starting in Adelaide, then across to Perth, then I think Brisbane, Sydney, then Townsville, and then finishing off at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne. I'm looking forward to that one the most, I think.
I'll be coming to that one, and I'm guessing I'll be sitting down the front, so if I turn up late, there won't be any issues, will there? You won't draw any attention to that?
No, I think you're going to be fine. When you do these real big venues, people can heckle all they want. You can't hear them anyway. Go out, do whatever you want.
Hey, have you been keeping an eye on the Australian political landscape, Jim?
Well, I don't. This is the thing, is they wanted me to do that show on ABC where they talk about politics and all type of stuff. I don't know what it's called. Questions.
Oh, Q&A.
Q&A.
Q&A, that's the one. Questions, I called it. So they wanted me to do that.
Oh, geez.
They wanted me to do that show, and I said to them, I said, to be honest with you, I haven't lived here for like 15 years. I don't know. I don't even know who the Prime Minister is.
Well, neither do we. It changes.
Okay, just for me, can you please do that show? Imagine a really boring middle-class dinner party where everyone's really happy with themselves. And that's pretty much the environment you're walking into. Hey, mate, it's so good to have you out here. You're catching up with all your family and your friends while you're here?
I have my brother's weddings tomorrow, and I'm the best man at that, and I've been trying to write his speech all day.
I was going to say, the pressure must be on there. Is that the most nervous you get in front of friends and family?
Yeah, way more. It's also like a new set as well. You know, you haven't rehearsed these jokes. Yeah. You don't know how they're going to go.
That's right.
Have you got a dog? Hey, Jimmy, you got a dog?
Sorry, what's that?
Have you got a dog, mate? Sorry about the delay. Have you got a dog at all? Do you have a dog?
I have had a dog in my life. I don't have a dog at the present moment.
I've got a Shih Tzu. Do you know what a Shih Tzu is?
Do you?
What?
Yeah, it's a type of dog. Yep.
No, it's a zoo with no animals. Jim, it's a zoo. It's a zoo with no animals. All right, that's
the... it's a Shih Tzu.
Yep. Hey, yeah. Feel free to use that in your opening.
Close with that, Jim.
All of these years, Mick, and you haven't lost your ex, have you, mate?
I'm good to go. I should be supporting you on this tour. Hey, mate, thanks for your time. Sorry about the line. It's been a bit hard, but we're going to go through all your dates again. We're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for coming back to Australia, and this is going to be the comedy tour of the year. Adelaide Entertainment Centre, RACV Arena in Perth, Brisbane Entertainment Centre, ICC Sydney, and bang, Rod Laver. That will go off. So good on you, mate. Keep yourself tidy. See you soon.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks for having us.
Bye. The legendary Jim Jefferies, tickettech.com.au for the Night Talker tour.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I think it was the line, because the line wasn't great with Jim Jefferies.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why he didn't quite get the Shih Tzu
joke,
because he didn't get a great...
No, maybe no. Because it's not a great joke. Really?
Oh, Jane.
Oh.
I'm really mad.
Can't get mad
What's wrong
at me.
With you?
Can't get mad at me. It's like a Shih Tzu joke.
You're in the Will Anderson camp.
No.
You always want to go do a show with Will. No. You love Will. Oh, that's unbelievable. Have you got my version? Have you got a version?
Yeah, I've got you with the Shih Tzu joke. Here it is.
A Shih Tzu cross Maltese that keeps climbing our 8-foot fence.
Oh,
he can climb the fence.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Jeez, that is, isn't it? And is that going to cause problems for neighbours?
Oh, it does. Yeah. Constantly.
What is a Shih Tzu, Danny?
It's an ugly-looking little thing.
No, it's a zoo with no animals.
It snorts and grunts.
Oh, Danny, you surely have heard that joke before.
Danny didn't bat an eyelid, by the way.
Danny kept forging on. He didn't even miss a beat.
I don't think you thought it was funny.
Did I try it again? Did Jane then set me up?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few here.
Yeah, let's go. Let's give him a run.
This one
here. You need to be a black belt. You need to have years of training before you attempt the Shih Tzu joke.
Right.
Trust me, it looks easy, hard to execute.
Didn't you used to have a Shih Tzu? Seriously.
Okay, are you doing it?
Go on.
Do it. I didn't have one, but I went to one once. It's a zoo with no animals.
See, don't say I don't support you.
Yeah. The boing is really disrespectful.
I just feel like it needs something.
No, it's not. You stay out of it.
Boing's pretty, pretty ruthless.
No boomtish over here.
Because it's the joke. It's so lame. It needs something.
It's not lame, mate.
Well, Matty Johns on
Matty Johns had a go at it, didn't he?
He had a crack.
Can I start with a joke today?
Oh, hang on.
Can I start with a joke? What's a shih tzu?
It's a dog. It's a zoo with one dog.
It is.
See, he's come up to the Eddie McGuire School, which is wrong, which says there's a zoo with one dog. But I've never been to a zoo with one dog.
Neither have I, and shut up and don't text me and don't fax me because, there's African wild dogs in zoos. I don't care.
A hyena's not a dog.
No, it's not. Doesn't count.
Dr. What? Chris Brown as well.
Oh, God, Chris Brown had a go, did he? What type of dog was it, can I ask?
It looks like a shih tzu.
Do you know what a shih tzu is, don't you, Chris?
It's a zoo without animals.
Cop that, Will Anderson. Yeah. Even Dr. Chris Brown can do it. Haven't seen you attempt it.
Hey, I think Chris Brown has done the best job so far.
Jim Jefferies will close with that on his tour. And
what's a shih tzu?
Will Anderson ever steps up to the plate and decides he wants to drop one at one of his snooty opera house gigs or something like that.
Oh, don't you start making an enemy of Will Anderson. Do not start.
Oh, you'd take his side, wouldn't
you?
No,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, right. I'd like to see him try, though. It's harder than
it is. It's very high.
You got to slip the pill in the dog food.
Right.
You know what kind of dog?
A shih tzu.
It's a shih tzu. I guarantee you, never, ever bong me again.
Put your bloody stick down.
Never.
All right. Hey, special guest to join us. He was our first guest of the year and our last two. Hamish Blake next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's going to be massive, our last one live for the year. Hang about for our week of best-ofs next week. That'll be chock-a-block, A-grade blue-chip material all the way home. Thanks, baby.
We can guarantee that.
Where's this work experience kid?
He's just entered the building, I believe.
Josh.
Yeah.
Wasn't he supposed to be here at the start of the show?
Oh, I don't know. You have a word to him. I don't know. He's been at school.
You might get sacked today.
Oh.
He might. Hey.
Really?
Someone's got to go. You'll probably do your job.
Got to
get his moustache. How old is he?
He's 16,
I believe. His moustache is better than yours.
Oh.
We might shave him when he gets here. Are we going to shave you today?
No.
Yes, we are.
Yes, it's the 30th, surely. We've got the year in review where we have a look back. Well, actually, I don't know what it's going to be because Marshy's put something together and he's not letting us hear it.
I've heard it and it's very good. Yeah.
All right, there's that.
Okay.
But let's start with our very first guest of the year. Am I right?
Yes.
Thank you, Morgan. It's Hamish Blake.
Happy to be here.
Yes, the very first time a young Hamish Blake walked into our studio feels so long ago.
Back then, Dangerous Dave was just Suspicious Dave. Now he's fully dangerous.
On that day, Hamish came armed with a whole bunch of segment ideas for the show, none of which we've used.
Mikey Bikey Janie Trainee. Mike rides a bike to work for a month and Jane takes the train.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Over the course of this year, well, Hamish was there when we found out about Mick's RDOs.
You would have had something similar in your contract.
Who has
you
that?
You were ruling the airwaves.
I believe we started 10 weeks late one year.
So. There you go.
And when Mick took that first RDO, it was almost like he never left.
Yes! Good afternoon, Australia. Bang! A cavalcade of entertainment coming towards you. Many other things that I can't remember, so good on them.
He's just stalling. He just reduces it to one word every 3 seconds and bangs with this. We will discuss it.
We learned during the year that while Jane wanted Prince Edward as a pen pal, Hamish tried for Andrew Gaze.
Gosh, you've got very lofty dreams.
Mate, you were trying to marry a royal.
Sorry.
Man, you're already getting fitted for your royal saddle for the wedding. And could I have a snow white horse? I don't want any with grey splotches on it.
This carriage is shit.
And does it have to be 21 cannons? Could I have 50?
And only Hamish would dare launch a rival currency to Bitcoin.
Do you want one?
No, thanks.
Dave, do you want a Bitcoin?
I'd love a Bitcoin. Okay. All right, well, you just lost an H&M coin.
So, for the last time this year, please welcome the man that knows this show all too well.
Nah, but it's all good. That's the true Mickism. Hanging shit on someone for 15 minutes, then going, nah, but we love him. All right.
It's our old mate, Hamish Blake.
Guys.
Oh, there you go.
The end of another year of Kennedy Malloy.
You smashed
another year in the record books, guys.
You helped us smash the bottle of champagne across the bow. And here you are, what, putting it to bed?
Here I am.
Have you got some bad news?
Yeah, putting stools up on tables at the end of the year.
I just asked you where you'd been before. We just met up in the hallway and I said, oh, you said you've been out at Sonali, which is a coffee place.
Live on the edge.
And well, I thought he said, I've been at Centrelink.
So you guys are both down as references, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
You guys can attest I've got no job at the moment.
Well, you do, though.
I tell you who I did run into in the lift, though. I didn't catch her name, but someone coming up to Triple M, she walked in the lift, she went, oh, I know you. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm just here. It's Mick and Jane's last show today. She goes, nah, I've seen you out about in the road in the Triple M car. And I said, oh, right. She goes, you were giving out stuff near my daughter's primary school. I said, I don't know if that was me. She goes, yeah, it was you.
How soon they forget you from the
Centrelink.
Airwaves.
Wow. Don't tell Centrelink that I'm out and about.
We're heading to the end of the year.
You're there. You're nearly there.
We're nearly there.
This is our last show.
It is our last show.
Well, that's what
are
I
you
mean.
Going to come out after, with us?
We're going out for a drink afterwards.
Arm in arm, we all skip out the revolving door here and just rock off into the sunset.
That's correct.
I have to say, I am getting a little emotional about the whole idea that the year's coming to a conclusion.
I know, you're a workaholic. What will you do to fill the space?
I just want to thank you for everything you've done over the year.
Total pleasure.
How do you feel about a man hug? Are you up to him?
Yeah, I'd really like that. I mean, you're in a...
Chain turn the other way.
You're in a damp...
I'll do nothing of the sort.
You're in a damp Ralph Lauren polo.
With a bit of toothpaste
on the front, and I know you were at the brewery before the show, having a meeting.
Stop the music. That was an off-air conversation.
Well, I wanted to hug you to see if I could suck a little bit of spilt beer out of the collar.
But even if you didn't know where I'd been, if you had a guess, you were probably going to be right.
That's true.
Do we get to hug?
I'm like a bird, I want to fly away.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's singing Nelly Furtado over there.
He is singing Nelly Furtado.
What are you wearing these days? Is that Bruce?
How dare you? How dare
you? It's something of a spiced musk.
No, what was the other one of the day? Not the Brute.
Lynx.
Blue Stratos.
My Blue Stratos. Yeah. No. Pino.
Pino?
Pino was a good one.
Pino?
No, it was the one with the anchor. Remember the one with the anchor?
Jean-Paul Gaultier?
Chips Ahoy.
No idea what you just said.
Old Spice?
All right.
We've come a long way
in a year, haven't we?
Mm. I didn't think Brute was an insult. You spelled fresh and spicy.
I would rather be capsicum sprayed than spray myself with some Brute.
I do want to talk to you about a show that you are filming for Channel 9 at the moment. I want to come back.
I want to talk to you about, can I apologise for the joke I made to you and your partner, Rob? Remember when we drove past your house the other night?
Oh, you didn't get it.
We'll
come back and talk about it.
I went for what I thought was just like a very standard joke, and it was an absolute clanger in the Sitch Kennedy household.
Hang about, everyone. This is going to be big.
Hamish Blake is with us. More to come right after this on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Friend of the show, and we can say that honestly, Hamish Blake.
Here at the start, here at the end, he's been a little trooper all year. He's been fantastic.
I've done that George Costanza trick. I got in early, did my own thing during the day, and then I'm here at the end of the day, and it looks like I've been here all year.
What did you do to Jane Kennedy and Robert Sitch? I need to know.
Hamish has been, we've known for a very long time, despite being in the world of whatever we do, and Hamish has been to our house over the years.
Zoe and I have been in your neighbourhood. The Sitch Kennedy's having the renovation at the moment.
Right.
So the standard reno move is you put the people's names on the front.
So fence, the builder and all that. The builder, the architect. The
We've driven past the house, and I can't, and it's probably best I can't remember his name. Let's just say it's like, you know, Ron DiStizio
is like the
architect. Yeah. So we've happened to have driven past their house. We go off to dinner.
I like where this is going.
And so the name stuck in my head. It hasn't now, but it stuck in my head for 10 minutes. And as we get walking to dinner, I text Rob and Jane. I go, hey guys, hope all's going well with the renovation. As long as you don't have Ron DiStizio doing your architecture, that guy's a well-known crook. But then I got nothing back.
Oh dear.
So then I wrote back and I said, hey, just double checking. That was a joke. You're like, just understand that was a bit of a classic. Should have pointed out, like, I've obviously driven past your house. That's how I know the name of your architect.
I must say, this is a guy you're talking to or texting who has been in comedy for 30 years. You think would be a bit more astute. Instead of coming up to me going, Hey, do you think think we should have checked out our architect a bit more? Hamish and Zoe think he's a bit shady.
Apparently he's been on a current affair.
And I did immediately go, I don't think so.
It feels like
hey, summer plans for you. What are you doing? What are you, got some spare time?
We'll get away with the kids.
Yeah.
Just get away with them. Anyone's kids.
Can I please ask about Lego? Because I'm so fascinated you're doing the show.
Funny you mention that. I'm filming this at the moment. It's a show called Lego Masters. We're just wrapping it up at the moment.
It's like the Master Chef of Lego. Right. And there's proper Lego judges in the world. And it's really across all ages, isn't it?
Yeah, Ronnie DeCiccio, apparently. Put that on his resume. Here's what I've built.
If you hand him a giant set of Star Wars Lego, he'll give you the win.
And what are you building?
No, I'm just hosting. So I'm not... I'm nowhere near qualified to judge because I'm at that normal level of like I'm a dad.
But you're a
Lego
fan.
I'm a fan of Lego in the sense that, you know, we've gone to Legoland, buy Lego for the kids, but I'm not at this level, right? So the builders, the people that are building, and I know a lot of people think, oh, it's like grown-ups playing with Lego. It's probably, you'd be completely forgiven for, like there are a few people that think, oh, it's a bit Big Bang Theory. Like it's a bit, but it's not.
Like Mick.
It's not at all.
I
can
I get Lego.
I love it.
Mate, we've got people from all walks of life. We got young married couple, a couple that run a food truck to fund their Lego obsession. We've got G and David who work together in an oil rig in Western Australia.
Wow.
Who this just is great.
He's 55, he's gruffy, wears bandanas, but God, he can build Lego. And so every episode is like a different challenge. And then they've got a certain amount of time. There's a room with 2.5 million bits of Lego in it called the Brick Pit. They run in there. They try and build their Lego in time. And I basically just walk around.
But you are the perfect guy to host something like that.
I tell you what. I was worried before I went to the show. I was like, oh, you know. What if I like Lego, but you know, what if by day two I'm like, all right, I'm over this.
I'm over Lego.
I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't love it this much. But I've gone the other way. I've gone deep. It'll be Channel 9 next year.
First half of next year.
It'll be fun.
I wanted to say also that, you know, we have been playing cowbell during the week because Mick now has the cowbell in the studio.
An aficionado.
He's an aficionado.
Can you play us a tune?
That's enough.
Where this is going?
You do doubles too.
So we had a whole day of cowbell songs.
Yes.
But there was something that Andy Lee brought up with you because you are a drummer.
Yeah, Ando's overseas at the moment and I drum in me and Andy have a band called Cool Boys and the Front Man.
Yes.
And I'm our drummer and he sent me a clip.
Of a band that he saw in New Orleans, apparently.
New Orleans, and this guy was heavy on the cowbell. I've brought you in a clip. Have a listen to this, Mick. He's got two of them.
Wow.
It's like a solo.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a solo.
There's no actual cows on stage.
There's no other instruments,
but it's this is a band.
Master at work.
Yeah. I'm emailing Andy going, hey, mate, when are you coming back to get cracking on next year's TV shows? This is what he's doing. Sorry, mate, I'm flat out seeing.
That was quite phenomenal.
New Orleans premier cowbell band. I mean, to be honest, as a drummer myself, it's a bit of a gimmick move using a cowbell.
Okay.
I play the air cowbell along the songs.
Very hard to determine if it's air cowbell or air triangle sometimes, but a true aficionado knows. Well,
that's the best I've heard since Piffy the Bell Ringer.
Did have a bit of Piffy in it, did
Hey, Hamish, Piffy. Thanks for coming in.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks for the year. Come out for a drink with us now.
On behalf of Australia, thanks for what you guys have done this year.
You're very welcome. Very
cracking nice. Contribution to thanks. Society.
Well said.
Hamish Blair, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hooray, he swung by. Thanks for joining us, Your Majesty. It's Josh, our work experience kid.
Hello, Josh.
Well, is it? You took your time getting here. Where have you been?
Okay, it's Friday traffic.
I know it's...
Well, you weren't driving a car, were you? Oh, the Uber took a long time.
I know it's casual Friday, but you've taken a few liberties. Oh, I mean, look at this. What did you do? Raid a brotherhood bin. What's happened to you?
What do you mean?
Where have you been today?
Where have I been today? Oh, I did the protest for climate action.
What protest? You know it's not real.
Yeah.
you know it's not real. Kids today,
aren't they?
They're so green, they're so naive.
Oh, God bless
you should have been at school.
Yeah, sure.
And set about there doing something for the future of the planet. Good to see you. We haven't seen you in a while.
It really has been a while.
It has been a while. It's great to... We've had some fun times over the years. Never correct me on air.
Never, ever correct
me on air, young man. Let's take a listen to some of your antics.
Okay.
At first, Mick was defending the rights of Josh, the work experience kid.
Got me a coffee.
He's not a Sherpa.
He is.
Working in a sweatshop for some crazy old lady.
But soon, Mick started exploiting him too.
Largely at the vending machine.
Of course.
C21.
Twisties.
C42.
Cherry Ripe.
Okay. C51.
Oh, of course, Red Bull.
Red Bull. Well done.
But their bonding over the vending machine was short-lived.
You've got my card.
It's been declined. Trying to get you a cherry ripe and it's been declined.
Clean out your desk and get out.
Speaking of cleaning out a desk, Mick's giant mess was Josh's next task.
Sure. 3 urgent packages unopened.
Did you open them in response?
No.
Now I'm going to get the blame for that.
Rather than be exposed anymore, Mick tasked Josh to come up with some fun news stories that he could talk about on the air.
Army vet decapitates mum with a butter knife.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop there.
That's a bit dark.
It now became apparent we needed to send Josh out of the studio, so it was off to the movies to see something all 15-year-olds love, Jane Fonda and some other geriatrics in the book club.
Another woman, Carol, is having trouble with her husband's erectile dysfunction, and because she's so horny, decides to put Viagra in his beer. She spiked his drink for sex. Are these the lessons you guys want to teach me?
Right. Well, maybe he'd be more jazzed about reviewing Celine Dion in concert for us.
Well, I just zoned out.
But surely Celine's outfits were impressive.
Oh, hideous.
For the last time this year, please welcome back the harshest critic we know, Josh the Work Experience Kid.
Oh, yeah.
So
there you go. You've been sent out. You've
have to do this, don't you, as part of your school year?
Yeah,
you have
of
to
course.
Be do and do, have you get a mark yet? Have you got a score?
Oh, for the report.
Have you handed it in?
Good Lord. School, mate.
You guys were going to grade me, honestly.
What do you mean? No. You're supposed to hand it into your school master.
Oh, my work experience.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you handed that in? You didn't?
No. I just told them to listen to Triple M.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure that's how it works.
No, there's a strange kind of genius attached to that. I have to ask you, now, it's been a good year. I hope this has been a learning experience for you. Do you feel that somehow you've transformed yourself?
100%.
You know more than you do. What have you learned over the year from us? Treat this like a parent-teacher style interview process. We'd like to know what you've learned.
Okay.
Well, obviously, the basics. Always make sure Mick has a Red Bull and Coke Zero.
Yep.
Cherry Ripes, plural. And a Twisties bag, but not the big one.
Not the big one. The big one's ridiculous. And if you are going to give me the big one, tell me it's the big one. I'm sitting there going, God, Lord. My stomach must have shrunk.
Wow, your problems.
What about those together? So what
Right. So, and for Jane, who has been surprisingly high maintenance, I must always make sure her rosé is icy cold.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, the force is strong in this one. Mm-hmm. He has learned a lot. That will get you places. Yeah.
And also on the topic of Jane, I am never able to post a picture of Jane without the approval of the correct filters, which, trust me, there's a lot.
Hang on.
No.
Hey, quiet. We're students, boys.
Also, I learned to keep a watch on Dave and make sure he doesn't take prizes home. I wasn't here last week, so I'm definitely not to blame for that.
And by the way, look, Josh's moustache is bigger than yours.
Yes,
and
that is true. It's for November.
The rat stash is looking good.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate
it's getting cheeky, our work experience, boy.
My last day.
Please continue.
It's your last day.
Oh, right.
And
from all the events you guys have sent me to, there's a few lessons. A few lessons gained. So from Swan Lake, my first event.
Yes.
I've learned that ballet is really mesmerizing for about 30 minutes and then it overstays its welcome.
well, not for you because you left. you left early and then went and Googled it to find out how it went.
So from the book club, I've learned that old women really like sex. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yes, do.
From Mamma Mia 2.
By the way, out of everything we did for you, that was the only time I actually went, I'm not sure that's fair.
That's traumatic.
It really was. From Mamma Mia 2.
Mamma Mia 2.
I learned who Cher was. And on that note of learning who people are, Celine Dion, I learned who John Farnham was.
Oh,
so that's pretty good.
It's un-Australian. They should be teaching. I don't know. I've been a while since I've been to school, but they should be teaching that at school.
101.
Johnny Farnham 101.
Yeah. All right, Josh. And, thank you very much.
Is that it?
Oh, yep. Well, I do have one last thing to say. I want to say thank you, Mick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You've been a mentor throughout this year, and I just want to say thank you. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I genuinely am thankful.
Well, that sounds quite genuine.
Very kind. Well, you're lovely. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
That was hard to put out.
Not as shocked as I am.
Can I just say this, Josh? I'm quite proud of you considering the broken home. I know, like, for you to achieve what you've achieved generally would be great, but coming from your hideous background, I know what happens at home. who was that? Who was that crime family? The Pendingills. I know your family, and I've been there. Sometimes I feel like sending you food packages because if one parent's home, I'm happy. Your dad likes to drink, glug. Your mum's like borderline absentee. Who knows where she is?
It's getting too much, isn't it?
It's just a bit overwhelming.
I do know your parents quite well. One of them happens to be in this room. Yes. Anyone who had any doubt.
Hey, if there's any nepotism to be going around, it's here on Triple M.
You must be very proud, Jane.
Yeah, I am very proud of Josh at times.
At times. Sure. Good one.
That's your mum coming out. Well done, mate. Thanks swinging
Josh.
By.
Thank you very much.
I hope to have you on again next year.
I hope you do well in your exams.
Thank you.
Study hard. Come and have a drink with us after the show.
I don't think so.
We're going to have a drink.
Yes,
and
16.
Then we're heading to Kittens.
Stay away from him. He's not your mentor.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Top Shelf and Jane, I think it's time. Can we do this? Take a quick trip down memory lane and do a review of the year that was.
Hi, Mick and Jane. Welcome to Couples Counselling. Now, we're just going to spend some time examining your relationship this year, talking through some of the issues, laying it all bare, hopefully resolving some of those little niggles so that we can all go into holidays in a positive frame of mind, okay? But first, I just want you to remember that this is a safe space. So if there's anything bugging you, anything at all, I encourage you to just let it out.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Whoa. Good, Jane. That's great. Expressing how you feel is really important. I wonder, whatever did happen to that phone?
Oh, that was a good app, wasn't it? Find My Phone.
Yeah, Find My Junkie. That's what it should be called.
Okay, now, Mick, I know technology can be a trigger for you. How do we both think Mick's gone with his new phone this year?
This is Mick trying to get his phone to operate, and he goes, "Hello, Anthea."
Silence.
Oh, hang on. What's the name? Oh, Alexa.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. That's right. I've got Siri, haven't I? Siri. Hey, Siri.
Siri, what are we doing?
I don't know, Ricky.
Okay, I'm sensing some tension between you two. Let's focus in on that.
He slagged me off to the crowd.
You told the crowd to boo when I came on stage.
All right, okay, I hear you, Jane. Now, Mick, do you have any examples of inappropriate behaviour?
Can I tell you what she did on day one? She pulled up in her car, she got out, and she threw her keys to the security guy. True or false?
Michael.
Oof. Oh. Don't like the sound of
No, Michael. Well, nor should you.
Why?
Well, okay, so this lashing out, it doesn't all stem from a certain magazine article and front cover where you weren't mentioned, does it?
Look at the headline, In Fine Voice. And a big, bolshy Jane Kennedy, like... Get out of my way,
sisters. That's me all over.
Jane travels regularly to Paris with girlfriends for a dose of sanity. There's nothing like drinking champagne at 9 a.m. with your friends, followed by eating a baguette and then shopping for some saucepans and crockery. Take home. Yeah, maybe pick up a $10,000 handbag is my information.
Now, Jane, the $10,000 handbag, was that just petty retaliation for Rob buying an expensive golf putter?
It was going to cost $20,000.
What? Whoa. It's bit of metal with a thing on the end.
How dare you?
I beg your pardon, listen.
Hey, you know what I reckon we'll see? That scene where Tiger Woods' wife chased him out of the house and put a club through his windscreen.
I would say this. Hit me, but don't use that pipe.
All right, enough negativity. Shake it out. Let's bring the mood up with a bit of a song. Jane, why don't you take it away?
I look in the mirror and I can see there's no one as
lovely in the world as me.
You know what that sounds like? Julie Andrews' sad, less talented sister.
All right, that didn't work. I do want you to remember the good times, though, from this year. You know, the generous moments.
I've made a little tribute for you, do you mind? I've just put together a little musical tribute. I've been whacking away down in...
I've been
This is not going well. We are all in a lot of trouble already.
And Jane, remember that lovely chamber pot you bought for Mick?
It's an antique. It used to belong to a 93-year-old woman.
Oh, yuck.
And I want to ask you one favour.
What?
Keep it in the studio.
You are not going to move.
I'm going to keep it in the studio.
You're not going to use it in the studio.
Before the show is over,
no, don't upset me.
I am going to christen the chamber pot.
You're not going to christen the chamber pot. No, not the studio.
Give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you get it engraved?
Such a thoughtful present. And then, Mick, you go and steal Jane's bomber jacket and take it to the strippers.
And one of the lasses, she was wearing it. The long blonde hair all over it.
Well, not real.
Oh, wow. You.
All right, I think there might be other things at play here. Let's talk about relationships. Would anyone like to acknowledge a crush they might have?
Jane's just had taken a shine to Ryan Girdler, isn't
it? Beg your pardon. You are not to say that on air. Oh, Maddie.
I did a blood test first of all.
Yes, yes. I wonder how Prince Edward would feel about all this cheating.
You'll probably get a dick pic back there, don't you? That's how times have changed.
Stop ruining my chances. Yeah.
You know what you should do? Write to Prince Philip. He'll have a crack.
And Mick, is there anyone you've had your eye on this year?
Simone Holtz-Nagel. What is it? Simone Holtz-Nagel.
You've said it five times now.
Now let's talk about addiction and coping mechanisms, because remember, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Do you know what he had?
What?
He had a soft white roll filled with twisties.
How old are you?
Oh, he's a ripper.
Was it good?
An absolute
that
ripper.
That is ridiculous.
No, seriously, I'm thinking of having another one.
And Mick, is there any behaviour you've noticed from Jane?
We have a bar fridge in our office. It must have been locked.
Who knows that a bar fridge locks? Not me.
Well, someone from the team saw you here, Whitney, said you were pretty much, you had a nervous tic going on, like your eye was buzzing. I walked in and you'd fogged up the window.
Look, we're fast running out of time on our session today, and there certainly is a lot to unpack. I mean, we haven't even touched on Jane's issue with people crapping in her loo.
You'd seen what I'd seen in my life.
But I'm just going to have to cut to the chase here and ask you, Jane, what is your problem with people wearing PJs to the breakfast buffet?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is wrong?
I know.
With you?
I just felt so relaxed.
Is that how you talk around the house?
Yes.
Yeah. It seems to be a pattern, because that wasn't your only potty mouth incident this year, was it? What about that time you spoke to Dave and Taylor from the Fooies?
Dave and Taylor, I would like to you guys.
She's Louise.
Seriously, the only other person I was Alice Cooper.
What is going on?
All right, let's just wrap this up. Jane, how would you like to sum up this relationship and this year?
We joke about our relationship with each other. Often we're a bit, you know, silly about, you know, I often think you're an idiot.
Gee, you can be a bitch.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
We're going to say goodbye for now. Well, you'll still hear us next week on air because
we'll
have
top shelf stuff.
Excellent. So still stay tuned to your Triple M network.
That's right.
For Kennedy Malloy on Drive. We just want to say a few thank yous.
You've been working on this list all week. Who is it?
I have been. Well, of course, all our regular guests who've come on, which we've loved having.
Thank you so much.
From the network, Fitzy. God love him.
Yes.
We want to say thank you.
It's been a rocky road. Big hello to everyone in Orange who hates Fitzy.
But they love us. We would like to thank our team, Whitney, James, Jill, And of course, Sam Cav, who worked with us for most of the year.
Marshy,
the incredible Marshy, and of course, you, Dangerous Dave.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right. We have to thank you so much.
Well, we have to thank you. And mate, thank you. What are you doing this year? What are you doing?
Next year, I'm not sure. I haven't sort of caught up with the boss yet to see what my 2019 has in store, so we'll stay tuned.
Okay.
All right.
What are you up to?
Me?
Yeah.
Over summer?
Yeah.
If you want to get me over summer, call me at the golf club or the yacht club.
All right.
That's it.
Will you be wearing a smoking jacket?
Mm. I might be. I might be a smoking jacket.
And a pipe.
Oh.
And an eye patch.
Eye patch.
I think you look good in an eye patch.
You think that's what turns the ladies on?
I think it does.
So be it. What are you doing?
I'll just be doing the similar thing, but without the eye patch and without the smoking jacket.
Thank you to all our listeners.
Hey,
More importantly, we get great joy out of being broadcast all around this country. My favourite show of the year was probably this Wednesday when we listened back to all those callers, which we've had over the years. And you know what? I've worked out. I really like our audience.
I do too. We were commenting and saying, you're really funny, you're really genuine, and you're really warm. So thank you very much, everyone. We'll look forward to chatting to you next year.
Would you like to say something kind about me and Jane?
No, well, thank you, guys. It's a pleasure. Look, I get to work. I get front row seats to the Kennedy Malloy show every day, and I've had the best year of my life.
Good on you, Dave.
That's great, Dave.
We're going to shave you tonight at our after party. We will. We'll post the picture on Instagram.
We'll strap you to a chair.
Yes.
Well, we're done.
Thank you, everybody.
By the way, the podcast from today's show, which was a ripper, Hamish Blake, Jim Jefferies and more, grab that at kennedymalloy.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.